Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You make the call.
Everyone has situations where they want a second opinion.
And everyone has an opinion they're ready to offer up.
I'd say let her go on vacation, and then when she's on vacation, consider that your own vacation.
She needs to get his approval to go ahead and play on the
I think she's really got a lot of veterans pissed off right now.
It's time to bring them together. It's another edition of You Make the Call.
You Make the Call, brought to you by Liberty Coin and Currency. It's the place to buy and sell your gold, silver, jewelry, coins, and diamonds. Find them online at libertycoinandcurrency.com. I've put my helmet on for this one. I think there's going to be some heated debate coming our way this morning.
I like it.
Good morning, Terry and Matt. Okay, let's just cut to the chase. I'm a giant D-bag. I've been cheating on my wife for about a year and a half. I didn't mean for it to happen. It just did, and it's my fault.
I was walking down the street, and I fell over.
It's weird, man. I have like orange cones, and I fell on a vagina. It's really weird, man. you ought to put up better signs. Sometimes they're there. They're just calling you, and if you had the yellow tape around it, caution, I wouldn't have fallen into it.
Slippery when wet.
My girlfriend has been hammering me to get a divorce. I just keep telling her the time isn't right. She finally called it off last week. I realize now that she is out of my life, that my wife is really the one for me. It's a boil coming to a simmer, starting to come up a little bit. I feel so guilt-ridden. I keep thinking I need to come clean to my wife and tell her everything. I'm also worried my ex-girlfriend will tell her as well, and I would rather her hear it from me. Again, I admit I'm not a very good person. What is the right thing to do? Signed, friend of show, Ed. Ed, the right thing to do would have been a while ago, about a year and a half. People fall in and out of love all the time. It's the way that you handle the respect portion of your relationship. So we're all in agreement. You're a D-bag. All right?
Yes, yeah.
You're a D-bag. And I don't want to waste other friends of shows' time and effort on deciphering whether you're a D-bag or not. You're a D-bag. Now, the question is, and this is one that can be debated both ways, do you tell your wife or do you not tell your wife, right? And that is the question at 503-733-KGON. I almost gave you my phone number. 503-733-5466. If you call my phone number, it's down at the desk and we won't know you're calling. So 503-733-5466. What should Ed do?
Well, I've been in the same situation and I did tell my significant other and it blew up even worse than I thought it was going to blow up. So it's best for him just to eat his guilt and deal with it for the rest of his life and make her happier.
There you go. There you go. Appreciate the call, man. Good morning, KGON. You make the call. Does friend of show Ed tell his wife or not?
Yeah, so I think if he wants to maintain his relationship with his wife, he better live with the guilt and go to counseling to find out why he did it in the first place. Otherwise, he can forget it. The likelihood is that she's going to leave him. And I also find it concerning that he didn't refer to his girlfriend as his ex-girlfriend, but as his girlfriend.
I picked up on that, too. See, you picked up on that, too. That's the thing. I was like, this guy is looking for some temporary relief, buy himself some time. That's like, I need a Kit Kat bar, right? I'm trying to figure out a way to come up with a solution that there isn't one, right?
Right. There's really not a solution. He needs to live with the guilt and go to counseling and figure out what's wrong with him. Otherwise, come clean, and if she leaves him, then he burns it.
Most people so far saying, no, he needs to live with it. Friend of show, Rick, if it's really over, keep it to yourself. No reason to burden her with his guilt. Eat the guilt like a man. 503-733-KGON is the number. What do you think? Should he tell his wife or not?
Okay, I say that he is a giant douchebag. He's only doing it to make himself feel better or to think that he could end up being the nice guy. he's not a nice guy. Stop. Tell him, first of all, he needs to stop thinking he's a nice guy. He's a horrible person. He's only telling his wife so that he can, like, get ahead of the news, you know, and tell her it's fake news, and that girl means nothing. She's just bitter. And it's just so nasty. This is, like, the nastiest thing I've heard in a while. He should be ashamed of himself.
I wholeheartedly agree with you because, you know, looking through this thing, did you catch the part where he's like, oh, I feel so guilt-ridden, and I'm also worried my ex-girlfriend will tell her as well? That's the kind of douchebag, A, that let on the girlfriend, right? Oh, yeah, we'll get a divorce. The time's not right. He just, like we said.
And the whole thing was an accident to begin with.
I just accidentally fell into her. It's weird. I don't buy any of that, man.
That's what he's doing. Yeah. He's just trying to get ahead of the news and head it off. And look, honey, I'm really a nice guy. I admit it. No, if that woman had never cheated, if that woman had never left him and wised up and left him, he would have ruined both of their lives for the next 30 years and had two families.
So let me ask you a question, right? Because you're the woman, I'm the man. If I came to you, and let's just say we were married, right? And I was like, hey, listen, what's your name, by the way?
My name is Betty. Hi.
Betty? Betty, look, we've been together a long time, but I don't know how it happened, but I have feelings for somebody else. Right? That's way better than acting on it and then trying to come back and clean it all up, right?
No. No, you keep your mouth shut. You keep your dirty, filthy, life-ruining mouth shut.
No, I'm talking about ahead of the game.
Prior to
the game, right?
Cheating.
We're married, and I come to you and say, Betty, I don't know what's going on, but I have these feelings for somebody else. You haven't acted on him yet. You discuss it, right?
You don't say anything. I don't want to know.
Well, there you go. Female perspective, they don't want to know. Good morning, KGON. Does he tell her or not?
Yeah, this friend of the show, Jason, he just needs to keep his mouth shut and deal with the guilt. I guarantee you she already knows something's going on, and eventually he's going to pay for it. But she's not going to want to know he was unfaithful. That's just going to totally kill anything.
Yeah, look, you know, and I love what the caller, the friend of the show right before, he needs to go to counseling. He needs to figure out what's wrong with him.
Why he's making those choices.
Right, yeah. Because you start putting that onto your wife, that makes her wonder what's wrong with her when there was nothing wrong with her.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and like you said, he just didn't fall into it. He didn't. You know, he chased that down.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yep. That's weird. People falling in these vaginas all around town. It's dangerous out there. Appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, have a good one.
Good morning, KGON. You make the call.
Hey, good morning. This is friend of the show, Steve. How are we doing this morning?
We're doing good, Steve. What do you say? Should he tell her or not?
Well, I'll tell you what. This guy is a piece of crap. Number one. Number two, if he had any conscience whatsoever, he would have never done what he did. But, you know, regardless, he deserves what he's going to come to him, because either way, she's going to find out. But I'd rather, you know, him go down as a, you know, with a little bit of dignity and tell her than, you know, hear from somebody else.
I kind of feel the same way that you feel there. I think that she's going to find out. He should probably tell her. I know that it seems like he's telling her to clear his conscience, but he should probably go into it knowing, look, this isn't going to work out. You're not going to be able to continue to be married. You're going to have to probably get a divorce, but at least, you know,
absolutely, you're honest.
Man. Well, hey, Steve, appreciate the call and appreciate the opinion. Thanks, my friend.
All right, guys. Love you guys. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.